This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The number of Colorado patients hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 fell below 200 this week. It's been dropping since November. Dr. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease doctor at UC Health.
Hospitalizations have been downtrending for COVID, which is good news because I think at the end of the day, if you're not getting that sick from it, that's a positive.
She warns that other states, like on the East Coast, have been hit hard recently by the highly infectious XBB strain. That variant remains a small but growing share of the variants in Colorado. A judge has ordered 3 separate trials for the paramedics and police officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain. The move sets up a fight among the 5 defendants about who was ultimately responsible for McClain's death. There will be a trial for the 2 paramedics, for one of the officers who first arrived on the scene and used chokeholds on McClain, and one for the 2 officers who arrived later. The 5 are expected to enter pleas at a court appearance today. A man who made death threats to Colorado Democratic Representative Joe Neguse and his staff could face prison time. Travis David Shordwar pled guilty to harassment of an elected official in a Boulder courtroom this week. He's accused of making hundreds of threatening calls to the congressman's office in Boulder last spring. Shordwar remains out of custody on bond. A sentencing date has been set for early March. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 12:05 coming up this hour. We'll kick it off with Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll talk about our country and the Federal Reserve, and later, the latest from Peru and the protests happening in its capital of Lima. And in Denver, there's a high of 30 today and a chance of snow later in the afternoon.